Good evening, brothers and sisters and young people. As we begin to draw our week to a conclusion, we rejoice at the opportunity tonight to join together in praise of our Heavenly Father. And we are encouraged by the work of our young people we've just witnessed, and they are truly a joy and a blessing for us. And it's our hope that the words which the choir will present tonight will help to further elevate our minds and draw us into the presence of our Heavenly Father. And to begin, we ask that you all join with us in the singing of hymn 153. And afterwards, please remain standing for an opening word of prayer. Hymn 153, Lord, when we meet to worship thee, before us let thy glory pass. Hymn 153. Loving and merciful Father, thou who art worthy of all praise and honor, we bow before thee to offer our praise and adoration for thy plan and purpose. We know that one day this earth will be filled with thy glory, and we rejoice before thee, so thankful for that thou hast called us out of the darkness of this world, that we might have opportunity to participate in thy kingdom, an opportunity made possible because of thy great love for us, and providing thy beloved Son as an offering for sin. We take comfort, Father, in thy grace, and we express to thee our faith in the surety of thy promises. We know that the work that you've begun in all of us, that thou wilt surely complete it. We rejoice too, Father, that in thy Son's faithful obedience, thankful for his faithfulness, because we find strength and courage knowing that he prevailed over sin. Father, he indeed is worthy of glory and honor, and we long for the day of his return to claim his bride, to fulfill thy purpose. So, Father, grant now a blessing upon our efforts. May our praise and worship be a blessing for thee and thy Son, and bring gladness to thy heart as we express our love for thee through song. And may we in turn be blessed by thee through the sending of thy Son this night, so that by thy grace we might be joined with him to transform this earth into thy glorious kingdom. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and grant now thy blessings as we offer it to thee in the name of thy beloved Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We have been well taught by our speaking brethren this week, and our minds filled with lessons from the word of our Heavenly Father, and hopefully our spirits refreshed to hold fast as we return home to our daily lives, so that we might continue to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. Our program tonight will open with considerations of our Heavenly Father's wondrous character, which we seek to emulate in order that we might be more like him as we live our lives.
Thank you.
Came to Bible school this week for a variety of reasons. A primary one for many of us was to seek instruction and correction, that we might have our eyes open to our shortcomings, in order that we might find ways to draw near to our Heavenly Father, knowing that the fear of the Lord and the humble obedience to His instruction is the only way for us to find salvation. Indeed, we strive to humble ourselves before him that in due time we may be exalted and be made perfect by him. The fifth chapter of Peter's first epistle instructs the faithful to whom he writes, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but for of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." May the instruction we've received this week and the fellowship and conversations with our fellow laborers in the truth leave us encouraged, and may they embolden us to be sober and vigilant against the battles of our flesh, so that our Father may make us perfect, granting us a crown of glory that fadeth not away in that day when his Son cometh. We pray that day will be soon. Yet while he may delay his coming, let us hold fast to instruction and to each other, enduring unto the end.
Your father and your brother you betray, and be careful not to judge external ways. For the Lord looks not on riches, but upon the rich in faith. Who is wise, let him show good works with deep humility. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath, so we produce your righteousness. We listen to live and listen to learn and focus on the path that lies before us as we faithfully await your Son's return. You will guide us as we're growing more aware, and we recognize our lives return to dust. We're like vapor or shadows, yet still you work with us. Trials come and seem unknown, but faith and patience gently grow. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath, so we produce your righteousness. We listen to live and listen to learn and focus on the path that lies before us as we faithfully await your Son's return. and swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath, so we produce your righteousness. We listen to live and listen to learn and focus on the path that lies before us as we faithfully await your Son's return. Renew our hearts, renew
a glorious day that will be, brothers and sisters, when our Father will complete his work in us. And we look forward to that day, and it's our hope that these next pieces will help strengthen our vision of that time, when all things will be set right upon this earth. May we encourage one another as we prepare to return home to our ecclesias, so that together we may all stand before the Lord as immortalized saints. Revelation 7 provides a vision of that day that we strive to keep alive in the forefront of our minds. Beginning in verse 9 of Revelation 7, we read, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes."
Trials on this long and winding road, and these robes once worn and dusty have been washed and purified by the blood of the Lamb. We were hungry, we were thirsty, but we'll never thirst again. In the desert sun and heat will weary us no more.
Belongs to us.
Bring our evening to a close, we ask that you stand and join the choir in singing our concluding hymn, hymn number 280. And afterwards, please remain standing for a closing prayer by Brother Lloyd Cooper of the Manitoulin Island Ecclesia. And following the prayer, we ask that you remain seated then while the choir leaves the stage. And after they leave, you are then dismissed. Hymn 280, lift now your voice and sing, Hallelujah. Amen. Hymn 280.
Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come before you now with thankfulness in our hearts. We thank you for this evening that you've given us here at this place, that we can see the singing of the little ones, that we can see a play that shows us of the times of the Apostle Paul. And we thank you for the presentation here in music tonight that has filled each one of our hearts with joy and peace. Go with us, Heavenly Father, as we depart this evening. Help us in our studies tomorrow, those that are here. And we pray for those of us who are traveling that you would be with us and keep us in your way of truth. We thank you for all the lessons of this week. And we thank you for your word, which is so precious, and so many lessons that have been brought out to us. Help us, Heavenly Father, to take these lessons home to our ecclesias, that we might be beacons, that we might be able to help those little ones that are struggling, and that we might all find a place in your kingdom when Jesus comes back. Help us then, Heavenly Father, in our evening tonight as we join together. For those who are here, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would be with them, and tomorrow in their studies, we pray that you would go with each one of us and help us along that way and keep us strong in the faith. We pray, Heavenly Father, as the apostle did to the Ephesian brethren, that he commended them to God and to the word of his grace, which was able to build them up and to give them an inheritance with those that are sanctified. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we can be accounted with those. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.